Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1502, air date October 27th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bozen, and I'm a proud leader in the Truth Freedom Health Movement. Today, we are excited to bring to you a citizen discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from Missouri. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Robert Workman, Beth, Mary, Joanne, and Tammy. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. We'll start with a series of questions for each of our warrior scholars here. Robert Workman, let's start with you. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, great. My name is Robert Workman, and I'm from St. Charles, O'Fallon area. And I've actually had a health and fitness background, a baseball background. And then about 1995, I got into the sales industry for one of the largest remodeling companies in St. Louis and part of the St. Louis area, and also the kind of the, I guess, say the outskirts area. And I helped build two different companies, a large sales team, and built them to one of the largest remodeling companies in St. Louis. I could say that probably about 9 years ago during that journey, even though I'm still in the remodeling industry in sales, I got injured from something very, very interesting, a smart device or smart technology. And I found a doctor in Seattle, Washington named Dr. Klinghart. And he said, well, listen, you want to see me, you're going to have to hire a building biologist. And because I came from a health and fitness background, I was very intrigued by that comment. I was like, who the heck is a building biologist? So I did some research, and I was so intrigued by it, I decided to go back to school. So I kind of stepped back from the career I was in and went back to school for 4 years and became a certified building biologist, environmental electromagnetic radiation specialist. So I'm kind of like a house doctor. And I currently do some consulting work for another remodeling company here in St. Louis as I do my house doctor work, EMRS specialist. So I do work with some local doctors. So it is a lot of fun. So I make it fun because it's a very, very interesting topic to get involved with my clients.
Awesome. Very interesting work.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Next, we'll move on to Beth. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
My name's Beth Russell. I live in Trenton, Missouri, and I am a certified med tech at the local nursing home.
Awesome. And Trey's pulling up the location right here on the map. Awesome. Thank you so much, Beth. And next we'll move on to Mary. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
I'm Mary Sheehan. I've been a nurse. I've been business owner and traveled a lot and fell in love with Dr. Shiva. And I'm in Carthage, Missouri.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary. And Trey's pulling her location up again on the map. And next we'll move on to Joanne. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Joanne McKay. I'm in Lee's Summit, Missouri. And when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And when I first heard Dr. Shiva a few years ago, I was just floored with everything he had to say. And I even have him tattooed on my arm now. He'll be with me forever. So I'm just glad to be part of this. I'm an elector, and just keep talking about him. That's all I can do.
Awesome. That's one. That's a serious level of dedication, getting that tattooed.
I love it. Wish you could see it better. Oh, well.
Yeah, we can see it well.
It is Truth, Freedom, Health.
Thank you, Joanne. And finally, we have Tammy. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from? You might be muted. Yeah, you're still muted. Are you able to unmute? Just click the mic button. Okay, so we might have to move on to the next question, maybe get back to Tammy.
I can't hear the questions, I'm sorry.
Oh, so can you share your journey with us, Tammy, who you are and where you're from? Are you able to hear that? No? Okay, looks like we're having audio issues. So I'll have to come back to you later if you have these issues resolve. So Robert, second question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I actually saw Dr. Shiva on a podcast, and I was like, he started mentioning some bullet points as far as bottoms up movement and the history of bottoms up and the journey of the bottoms up. I already resolved by bottoms up. And I was like, oh my God, I've never heard anybody talk like this before. And then I looked at some of his information he'd been putting out, how smart he was and inventing the email and all that good stuff. And I was like, man, this guy's strictly amazing. So I saw him, and literally I said, okay, I'm going to vote for this guy. I went and paid the $5 to get a bumper sticker. So I'm going to vote for the guy. And then I decided I plugged into the different audios that he has, Get Off the Plantation audios. And I went through that. And then I said, in 2 weeks, I said, okay, great. I'm going to be a warrior. I'm going to go and join this. I'm going to get a $25,000 education for $100. I said, I'm going to go through that program and get a great education and get plugged in. Then I decided, heck, I'll be an elector. And then I got 4 or 5 other electors in Missouri, one elector in California. And so I've been plugging away, making phone calls, been handing a lot of cards. We got a lot of different fun team here in St. Louis metropolitan area. We're just increasing the opportunity for people to hand out cards. And we're making a lot of phone calls. And I've just been a big part of this thing. It's been something because, you know, a lot of times you become like a motivated idiot, but you don't know what to do with it. So it's same thing with my past. You know, I've been plugging into this system at the past of being a building biologist and trying to make changes with all the 3-letter organizations, the EPA, the Missouri Public Safety Commissions, the, you know, Edco COSAD. I mean, all of these guys don't do anything. And I have all the research. I'm the expert in the field. And I even had a Missouri public meeting set up as far as getting the smart meters off the Missouri all houses with a no cost. And they shut the meeting down. They wouldn't even let me have my meeting with the state of Missouri. So I realized, you know, what Dr. Shee was saying, nothing ever happens on top down. And I've been firsthand being an expert in this industry and getting nothing done, and then seeing what's actually happened with all the effort I put into it. So it just made so much sense to me. So that's why I'm here. I'm super excited. So that's it.
That's awesome. And that's inspiring. You realized you needed to get active, you needed to start to build a bottoms up movement, and you took the course. And Robert's talking about the Warrior Scholar course, which you can sign up for at vashiva.com. It teaches you system science and understanding how that applies to building a movement, that there is a science to it. And Robert took that and got on the ground and started to build a movement in Missouri. So that's great. That's inspiring. And we'll move on to our next Warrior Scholar. Beth, same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, I had seen Dr. Shiva on some podcast, and it was like the way he was speaking, it just blew me away. So I wrote down his name and the website, and here I am. You know, it's just after listening to him, it just, things started to click into place, and it's, you know, it happened, and, you know, apparently it was supposed to happen. And it's, I've, you know, talked to, I don't remember the first lady I spoke with, but then Crystal had contacted me, and she is totally awesome and very, you know, directional, which that helps me a lot, you know, and having a to-do list. And I start, you know, taking the courses, and, you know, went through the Warrior Scholar and getting ready to start the health educator one and getting signatures, handing out cards, making phone calls, and we have a great group. I couldn't ask for, better people.
That's awesome. It just started making sense. You started hearing someone that made sense and that seemed to speak to you in a way none of these grifters that you see in the political sphere or online do. So that's great. That's really inspiring. And we'll move on to our next warrior scholar, Mary. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
A friend of mine sent me one of his videos back 4 or 5 years ago, and I fell in love with him. And I had lots of time at that time, and I joined up, paid my money, but I didn't have time to go through the classes. But then about 2 years ago, he just kept being drawn into my life. And I love everything that he talks about. I love I have learned so much about our country and the other things. It just amazes me. And I just tell everybody I can. And it just, I get so excited. I just want to shout it from the highest rooftop.
Awesome. Really excited you and inspired you to get involved. Thank you. And we'll move on to our next warrior scholar, Joanne. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, and Health, and what motivated you to join? Why are you a part of it?
Yeah, it's been about 4 years when I first saw Dr. Shiva and got on his website, signed up for the Warrior Scholar. It's taken me a little time to get through it. Well, I'm just a little halfway through it, but I do plan to finish it, just working a lot. He just blows me away. I mean, the education that you get just listening to him speaking on all kinds of different topics. I mean, health and our history. He's an ethical man, brilliant, probably the most highly educated man we have ever had run for political office for presidency in this country. And my friends are just sick of me talking about him. I have his bumper stickers all around my vehicle. I work for a state agency, so they could be a little uptight, and some have stopped talking to me since I put them on my vehicle. So that makes me very happy. And I just can't say enough good about him. I pass out his flyers all the time. I'm waiting to get my cards, and I'll be passing those out everywhere I go. So just really thrilled that I was lucky enough to be drawn to Dr. Shiva. And just looking forward to taking the drive to Jeff City to be his elector, vote for him.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you.
And Tammy, we'll try one more time. Can you, if you're able to unmute and if you're able to hear us, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you now. My name's Tammy Bauman. I'm from O'Fallon, Missouri. I started listening to Dr. Shiva maybe 6 years ago, on and off. Started with his health journeys, and think that he's the best candidate for president because he can solve problems without making mishaps, basically. And I help hand out the flyers and now his cards and want to support him.
Okay, thank you so much, Tammy. And we'll just ask you this, getting some feedback here. Okay. So I'll ask you the second question, since we're on that round right now. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, and Health? How did you find the movement? What motivated you to join? Why are you a part of it?
I want to see change in this country, and I want to see truth, health, and freedom. And that speaks loudly to me, and it should speak loudly to others. And that I joined, I guess, it was December of last year, so almost a year, and wanted to help support him in ways that I could. And that was just chatting with people and handing out flyers.
Awesome. Getting on the ground. And thank you so much, Tammy. We'll move to our final question for everyone. I'll start with you again, Robert. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us what your accomplishments are and how you're making a difference today?
Yeah, well, I became an elector. So and then I helped the team get four more electors from Missouri and then one for California. And I'm continuing to hand out the cards. You know, I participate in the weekly meetings, the town hall meetings. There's a leadership part of the program as well. And I continue to go through the system science courses, you know, the get off the plantation courses. And I'm continuing to encourage my education to continue with that. Because at all times, they're always changing. So these courses are very important to continue to go through, even go through them one time, because you become a different person a month or two, 6 months later. And then all of a sudden, your neural pathways develop and you're able to retain the information and comprehend a lot better. So I'm just excited because I have, like I said, I'm not motivated anymore. I have something to plug into. I have a system, because I know as a building biologist, everything's a system. Our body's a system, our house is a system, smart meter's a system. And they keep the input that keeps going into these other systems around the house, for example, it creates disturbances. We learn that in system science. Also, hey, it affects the output. It affects the sensors and affects the house, affects your body. So we have all that. So this education, this warrior program, the scholar program, to me, it's priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. So I'm going to continue to encourage people to go to the warrior program more than anything else. Whether they want to participate in getting on the ground and hand out cards, which is great. It gives you exercise. It gets the body moving. That alone is going to change. That alone will change the whole entire movement of what we need to accomplish here in the United States. Because people are actually doing something for something that's, you're understanding how the whole world works. Everything's a system. Everything's got an input. Everything's got a skeletal system to it. Everything's got conversion. Everything's got either dumb system, smart system. You learn all that stuff in the Warrior Program. So I highly encourage people to continue to do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, you need the theory, and you also need to get on the ground and actually do the practice. The disturbance in our political system is the not so obvious establishment, where they create, the elites create, the swarm creates figures that they want us to follow and lead us back to the establishment. So everyone here understands the dynamics, understands the disturbance the swarm puts out for us, and that we understand that we have to get on the ground. Everyone here understands that. That's why they're active warrior scholars. They're active on the ground helping organize Missouri. And we're on the ballot. You guys got on as a write-in candidate in Missouri, right?
That's right.
And you guys had to collect signatures to do that, right?
Well, we collected some signatures. We didn't get enough signatures for him to be on the actual ballot, but he's a write-in ballot. So he's a write-in. So now I'm actually on the ballot. But we had eight electors. We had them in each district. So it wasn't like really easy. You can just go out and get eight electors. You had to be in each district. So we had eight districts in Missouri. So we had eight electors. So in order to be as a write-on, we had to at least get an elector in those each districts. So it was a lot of work. So we're doing the work here at Truth, Freedom, and Health. We're working our butts off here, building this movement with no money. We're not spending any money doing this, which is simply amazing. Under $100,000, we got this movement 9 months later into something that's going to explode. Right now, we're just in a momentum stage. It's the very beginning of the beginning. Give it another year. Oh, my God. This is not just about the election. It's about the future for our kids. in another year or two, this thing's just going to be out, all over the place. See, people, they will not even be able to stop it, what we're doing. We're just at the very beginning of the, what we call the momentum stage. We're that close. So we're super excited here in Missouri, and we have a great team here. I'm very fortunate to have Beth and Tammy and the crew here, and be able to plug into something as a system, like I said, versus a motivated idiot. Because that's a lot of times what happens, people get motivated, they don't know what to do with it. We have a system you go through here to know what to do with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Robert. Yeah, very inspiring. And you helped us get on the ballot as a write-in in Missouri. And we'll move on to our next warrior scholar. Beth, same question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I'm one of the leaders in training, you know, so I've been through the Warrior Scholar. Occasionally I go back through the foundations of systems and, you know, I'm going to be doing the health educator. Like I said earlier, it's, you know, I've called a lot of people, text a lot of people, email a lot of people, and speaking to, you know, friends and family. They're absolutely sick of me, I'm sure, but that's okay, because, you know, I'm helping wake people up. And some of my coworkers have, you know, volunteered and handing out the cards, flyers, and just, we do weekly meetings every Tuesday, or we try to, and it's just trying to keep things on course.
Awesome. Thank you, Beth. You've taken a leadership role in your community, and you're getting active and getting on the ground. That's fantastic. And we'll move on to Mary. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
I hand out cards. I talk to a lot of people. I voted the other day and I wrote in Dr. Shiva's name. And I told the, I take care of a lady, and she we got to vote in a car. So I was saying, okay, I says, I'm going to write Dr. Shiva's name in here for president. I said, have you ever heard of him? No, I'd like to know more about it. So I handed her a card. And so it just working with or listening to Dr. Shiva, I am so impressed. I tell everybody that if you want to get educated and know what's going on and who to vote for and why to vote for them, you need to get connected with Dr. Shiva.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mary. Very inspiring. And we'll move on to Joanne next. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I've collected signatures at the local libraries here, and very out of my comfort zone. But I was surprised that I got it done, because every place I went, they told me I couldn't. And I just stayed farther away from the door. And they said, well, you can't walk up to people. It's like, well, I've got a big mouth. I can shout at them. And so I passed out a lot of flyers and got signatures that way. It was really a great feeling of accomplishment doing that. Again, with the bumper stickers, you know, every place I go, if I go in a restaurant, I'll have flyers with me. And as I'm walking down the aisle and people on the left and right, I explain to them I would be remiss if I did not leave this information to them, and I just leave a flyer on the table and walk out. So that was kind of fun to do. You know, getting through the Warrior Scholar program, it's been a challenge, but I'm going to get there eventually. And, you know, this Bottoms Up movement, everything Dr. Shiva talks about, he's got a solution for. And in my own personal life, I've always been on a spiritual journey. And I'm realizing that system science is very much spiritual science as well. And I like merging how he merges the two. It's very spiritual movement. It's very system science is unbelievable. So I am very fortunate to be here. And again, I just look forward to continuing this journey with Dr. Shiva and bringing as many people as I can with me.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Joanne. You're feel obligated to, I like that you're saying you feel remiss if you didn't hand out a flyer to every single person you see. You feel obligated to educate your community. So that's fantastic. And Tammy, final question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? If you're able to unmute.
My role is right now, I helped gather signatures. I hand out cards and share the good news about Dr. Shiva and how he teaches us to come together as a community and work together and explain in a scientific engineering thought pattern on how to bring together a bottoms up movement. I really like to understand more and learn his systems, and impressed with the way he has answered his questions for our president and what he will make happen and help us learn how to take back our country along with our peers. So, thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tammy. Very inspiring. Oh, feedback. Okay, we're all good. And the cards that everyone's been handing out, they're these cards. They say, save yourself, vote right in Dr. Shiva for U.S. president. And on the back side, it shows a graph of life expectancy going down and cost of living going up. This has been going on for several decades. And there's a QR code to the Shatter the Swarm video that teaches you about the system's dynamics the elites use to exploit us and how, and encourages us to take the Warrior Scholar course so that we can learn how to build a bottoms-up movement. And so everyone here is encouraged to hand out those cards. There's a limited number of days until Election Day, so get out there and hand out as many cards as you can. Go watch Shatter the Swarm to find out how the few control the many. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness to help break free from the systems that control you. Again, take the Warrior Scholar course, learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead. Join our town hall every Thursday. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and get to speak to Dr. Shiva personally. And you can get your country's cards. You know, we're not just handing out cards in the U.S. We're handing them out all over the world in every country you can imagine. You can go to vashiva.com/cards, and you can get cards in a wide variety of languages and start handing them out in your community. So that's awesome. As you can see, we heard from our Warrior Scholars here in Missouri, normal, everyday working class people getting on the ground, getting active. Thank you to everyone for sharing your stories and inspiring others today. And thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for president. Together, we'll continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being part of the conversation. Let's keep fighting for a better future.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are Blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, anyplace, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, Black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing Black and white, fear-mongering and fake science, lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out, one set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together.
My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the movement for truth, freedom, and health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a truth, freedom, health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.